Welcome into After Hours with Black and Abdallah. Make sure you like and subscribe to the page. Abdallah, let's get into it. Today, there's a new mock draft on the Chicago Tribune brought to you by Brad Biggs. And I think the thing to point out with this mock draft, as we're talking Bears or 10 days away from the NFL draft, is he actually has the Bears at 9 trading back, which I think is something that we haven't really seen by too many people suggest at this point. Like, a lot of people think that the Bears are going to take a wide receiver, a defensive end at 9. Biggs saying today in the Tribune that perhaps the Bears move back. What do you think?
I don't like it. I don't like it because I think that I trust Ryan Poles to find offensive linemen later in the draft. If Joe Alt is there at 9, by all means, take him, right? He's supposed to be this great. We've been talking a lot about generational talent. He's supposed to be one of these generational guys. Sure, take him if he's there. But I believe that this Bears team should want to never pick in the top 10 again. That's the goal, right? The goal is to make the playoffs, try to get to a Super Bowl, try to win the Super Bowl at some point. The goal is not to have a top 10 pick again. Pick a player that's going to keep you out of the top 10. Pick Roma Dunze. Pick Malik Nabers. Pick Dallas Turner. Pick someone that's going to make an impact on your team that's in a prime position that you don't have to pay for the next 4 or 5 years. Like, if you get Roma Dunze and then you let Keenan Allen walk, you can afford to do that. If you get Dallas Turner and pair him up with Montez Sweat, that's a great combo. And I just don't like the idea of moving back. I know you get more picks, but I want a day one starter that's going to make a difference on this team.
Am I too greedy to suggest you stay at 9 and you have to try and take a player that will impact winning immediately? So one of the wide receivers,
yeah,
or a defensive end, but I don't think Dallas Turner will be there at that spot at 9. So is it greedy to say, I need a wide receiver, Roma Dunze, if he's available, and that's like what I need? I feel like the moving back in selecting an offensive lineman, which is what Biggs is suggesting in the Tribune today, that to me feels more rebuildish. But this idea that I think we both share is that you want someone to participate in winning now, because this team is ready to win now. And I think with that number one pick of Caleb Williams, there's really a lot of opportunity to be very successful in year one. It doesn't matter that he's a rookie quarterback. This team's going to hit the ground running, ready to compete when we get to training camp in the fall.
How long have we complained here in Chicago about wide receivers and the lack of talent and the lack of weapons? And it's something that goes back to, you know, Grossman, and then it goes to Jay Cutler, and then it goes to, you know, Justin Fields and Trubisky. And like, you're like, oh, well, this guy had Mooson Muhammad and Brandon Marshall wasn't that great. And then, okay, fine. You've got no Fields had no wide receivers. You and I were out there catching passes, basically.
I was no good.
No. And good hands, but got tackled way too fast. No yards after the catch.
Slow.
But now you have a chance to pair a rookie quarterback with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and either Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers, Cole Kmet, who's getting better every single year. Like, that could be a scary offense. And it's a great place to be if you're a rookie quarterback, because you have all these guys that can catch, that can win 50-50 balls, that Keenan Allen wins 30-70 balls. Like, he's got no business catching. He can catch everything. So I think it's better to go after the wide receiver, whoever's there, whether it's Nabers or Dunze. Harrison Jr. is obviously not going to be there. So I think if either of those guys are there, I'm picking either of those guys.
And let's be real. Let's give credit to where it's due here in the city of Chicago. When Brad Biggs suggests something like this, we like to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
People throw mock drafts out there all over the place. And I think that he comes from a point where he's giving you a tidbit of intel with why he's laying it out. And this is the first time throughout this offseason within his mock drafts that he's kind of changed and pivoted off of the 9th pick, but also moving back to select an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Which is something that I think was noteworthy as well.
If it happens, look, Caleb Williams is the prize, right?
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is the prize. That's why you made the trade. That's why all that kind of stuff. I would kind of be upset if Roma Dunze is still on the board and we get announced that there's a trade and the Bears are moving back and end up selecting an offensive lineman. Because, yes, is it a cornerstone piece that you hope is on the team for a decade? Sure. it's just kind of boring. Like, it's just kind of boring. Like, it's like, let's be honest, it's not sexy.
No, it's not. And it,
like, you
it's
did
also,
that last year. Darnell Wright was that guy. And he's great.
And we've kind of discussed this before here on the show, is that I don't think the offensive line was that bad last season. I think that the group that the Bears currently have is a group you can win with.
Yeah.
I don't think it's one of those, you know, some people, you make the list, what's the biggest needs for the team? And a lot of people like to point to the offensive line. It's like, what are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
These guys, when healthy, are pretty good. So if you add to the depth, which that's what Ryan Poles has done to this point in free agency.
Yeah.
He's added depth pieces on the offensive line. Theoretically, they should be better. And you also have a quarterback. You will have a quarterback. I'm already putting him there. You will have a quarterback. Bears fans, you will have a quarterback that's going to throw the football. Like, that's going to be such a difference.
Yeah.
Is Justin Fields was in quicksand for many snaps.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know where to go with the football. He was slow in his movements in the pocket. Caleb Williams is going to release the football. And I think then you'll see a better offensive line.
Yeah.
And the entire system offensively will run much better. So, mm-hmm. like, to me, I agree. It's boring. It's absolutely boring.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I don't think it's that big of a need. And you called it out. If Ryan Poles, a former offensive lineman, is an expert at drafting players who can play on the offensive line, don't use a top 15 pick on an offensive line. You just did that.
That's what you have a third
you
round
pick
for.
You just did that last season.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't. It's not sexy.
As we continue talking about Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears, I saw this tweet from over the weekend. I thought it was interesting. Rick Spielman was on a podcast from CBS Sports. Rick Spielman, former GM. Mm-hmm. He compared Caleb Williams in his rookie year to CJ Stroud. And they kind of went through the numbers. So here's the question I wanted to ask you. If you look at what CJ Stroud did in his rookie season, I know rookie of the year takes the Texans to the playoffs. He was a surprise last season. But the numbers, 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, a completion percentage of 63.9. If Caleb Williams does that in his rookie season, will that be a success?
Yes, I think it will be, because I think you look at what CJ Stroud had to work with, and I think that should they draft a wide receiver at 9, like we were just talking about, Caleb Williams will have more to work with. The defense is better than what right now the defense is set up better than what the Houston Texans had. I don't think he has to do as much as CJ Stroud did for the team to be successful, but I think he can be just as successful. I mean, we just talked about all the weapons he's going to have. We talked about the offensive line. He's coming into a better situation right now than CJ Stroud walked into with the Texans last year. And I think that can lead to those kind of numbers. And I think hopefully it leads to success. Now, the Bears also have better teams, I believe, in the division than the Texans do. So you still have to go through the Packers, who you lost to twice. You split with the Lions last year. Like, there's still two teams right now that are better than the Bears in the division. And until you prove them not, they are better than the Bears. I think that we all know the Vikings are expected to take a step back because they don't have the quarterback right now. And even if it is J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams is better than J.J. McCarthy. So the Bears should have the better team still.
Yeah, I think when we look at it, if Caleb Williams gives you over 20 touchdowns, I think that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting 25.
Okay.
I think he can give the Bears 25 touchdowns. He'll throw over 4,000 yards. So he'll be the first in Bears franchise history to throw for that many yards. Mm-hmm. I think what we're going to see is a totally different caliber of a prospect in year one. So, like,
this number, though. It's this number right here. Number right there.
The 23 touchdowns.
No. This
the
one.
4,100 yards.
Yeah, 4,100 yards. If he could be the first quarterback to eclipse 4,000 yards, it's a successful season.
Like, for him not to do this with the weaponry that you explained, you got two good tight ends, you got two solid, great route running receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what they do with the pick? So you might have three.
Yeah.
At that point, you're looking at a guy that is set up perfectly to have some level of success.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking 25 touchdowns is not out of the realm of possibilities. Oh. And you're right. The 4,100 yards, he should absolutely be able to get to that point.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm excited for next Thursday in the NFL draft, is because I think it will be a hyper speed moment for Bears fans to get to the rest of NFL life. Yeah. Like it's where everyone else has been living for years.
Yeah.
With the way quarterbacks and offenses have been, the game has shifted towards every rule is in their favor, and there's going to be a quarterback to hopefully take advantage of it. As we move on, the Masters were this weekend. Scottie Scheffler wins the green jacket. But Abdal, I wanted to talk to you about food.
Okay.
I saw this, you know, the pricing at Augusta National.
Yes, I dropped my phone. That was very low. Well, so I have to pick my phone.
You got your phone?
Okay, I dropped my phone. I have these pictures on my phone.
You know, you can get an egg salad sandwich for $1.50.
Yes.
You could get a pimento cheese sandwich for $1.50.
Yes.
You know, a bag of chips, $1.50. A cookie, $2. Drinks, $2. All kinds of items for $2 or less. Beautiful. At Augusta National. It's a part of the appeal. People love it. They love the fake birds that are chirping on Sunday. That's right. If you didn't know, the birds that you heard on TV are not real.
Well,
that's piped in by CBS.
Chris, birds aren't real in general.
Well, I'm just letting people know that the birds aren't real. But if you like the sand, the quartz sand, did you know that? That they ship in the quartz?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it looks different. Everything about it is fun. I wanted to ask you about this, all right? Build your $10 order at the Masters.
Okay.
So you have the different categories. Build your order, Abdallah.
Okay, so I'm going to build my order here, but I'm changing something.
What do you
I'm
have?
Sorry, I'm changing.
Okay.
This build your $10 order at the Masters doesn't feature the best item at the Masters. And that's stupid. And so I'm adding it. Yeah, the ice cream. It doesn't add the Georgia Peach ice cream sandwich for $3.
Yeah.
So I'm adding that in there.
Okay.
So I'm starting with the $3 sandwich or $3 ice cream sandwich. Then I'm adding a $3 chicken biscuit for $6. Then I'm adding in the $1.50 pimento cheese sandwich because we've tried it. It's actually delicious.
It is good.
It's actually really good. So that takes me up to $7.50 right there with the ice cream sandwich, the chicken biscuit, the pimento cheese sandwich. I'm at $7.50. I think I got to go with it. I need something to wash it down. So I'm going to go. I'm not an iced tea fan, so I have to go with water. I don't like iced tea.
You're getting water?
Can I put lemonade in the iced tea? Can I do a half and half?
Maybe. Yeah, you could probably get an Arnie Palmy.
Okay, can I get an Arnie Palmy for $2?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I'm going to do an Arnie Palmy for $2, and that puts me at $9.50. I'm sorry. I want the ice cream sandwich. It's the best part.
Play by the rules.
No.
Well, you're not playing by the rules with the sandwich. You're also not playing by the rules with the drink.
This is my food order.
All right. This is the way I would go. I work backward. You went backwards. You went to dessert first.
Well, that's because it's the best part.
I'm going with the heartiest item, the barbecue sandwich.
Okay.
$3 for the barbecue sandwich. Then I'm going to drop down to breakfast. I'm going to select the chicken biscuit. I agree with you. I think any day of the year, you can get a breakfast sandwich, but only special times are you in the South.
Yeah.
And you can get a chicken biscuit for breakfast. So right there, $6 is what I'm spending. I'm going to go with the chips, the barbecue chips, which is $1.50. Okay. So barbecue and barbecue. Barbecue Perfect. Sandwich, barbecue chips.
Okay.
So now I'm sitting at $7.50 used of my budget, and I'm going to use $2 for the iced tea. I think if you're in the South, you have to get a tea.
Is it a sweet tea or is it just iced tea?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's a part of the vibe. So with the iced tea, that comes out to a price of $9.50. I got 50 cents to just put in my pocket. Boom.
Nah, that's tip.
I'm saving 50 cents. Oh, sure. A tip.
Here you go.
Yeah, why not?
Keep the 50 cents.
Because I've never been to Augusta National. I'm guessing the people working concessions are dirt old.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm sure they're super old people, right? Like decrepitly old.
Yeah, you give them 50 cents, they're going to think they're going to go see five movies.
Yeah, they've been there for like seven presidential reigns, right? Like, they've been there for years. They've seen them all. So yes, you're right. That's a nice way to go. A 50 cent tip.
There you go.
They'll be very pleased.
Don't spend
that.
It all in one place, you young whippersnapper.
But I think that's great. And it's a fun kind of thing to kind of look at because the food is so low priced, but it's expensive to get there. That's the problem.
Well, and the merch is $1,000.
Yeah.
That's where they get you. That you want a shirt, you want a quarter zip, $150.
Like the other question I would give to you is this. Right, the beer on this Masters board.
Yeah,
you could pick two different beers. They're both $6, and on the actual menu board, all of the beers are $6.
Okay,
if you're going to Augusta National, now if you're a rich person, this isn't for you. Rich guy, this ain't for you. For the common folk, like Abdallah and I, if you're spending all that money to go to the Masters,
yeah,
are you getting blasted?
No,
are you getting
hammered? No. But some people want.
No, I know some people beer. Want. No. Yeah. You want a beer, but I'm saying like a $6 beer is a great price.
Okay.
My point would be if you're going to Augusta and you have one day to spend to watch, to see everything.
Yes.
To me, that's like if you go to get ham boned.
Yeah.
It's like you have to take in the senses of the event. Right. Like have the peach ice cream and have the sweet tea and like do all of that. Have the egg salad sandwich.
I will
like,
say though.
Like you're not going to get hammered at the Masters.
I will try the Crow's Nest beer because it's only brewed. No one knows.
It's only brewed there.
It's only brewed there and it's only brewed for the Masters. And there's this article that has a mystery. We tried to find its origin. No one knows the origin of this beer. So I tried to find out like, what's the ABV? Like, is it a better value to get that kind of beer instead of just a domestic beer? I would have to get it.
Like,
I'm not drinking 20 of them, like, but I'm trying one.
Say you go and you're like, $6 beer. And so you just start going to town, right? You start slamming them. You last like a half a round.
Yeah.
You know, Tiger hasn't even come by yet.
No.
You're laying in a bush and there's a bird, a fake bird chirping in your face and in your underneath the azalea flowers. I mean, that's not a way you want to spend the Masters.
You know what they do? They don't escort you out because all the papers are green.
They just murder you.
No, they just cover you with a green blanket so you blend into the grass. You're just part of the undulation. Like they're just walking over you. Like Scheffler's just stepping over you because he thinks you're part of the grass.
Abdallah, I wanted to finish it up with this. Up this summer, Deadpool and Wolverine, the movie's coming out July 26th this summer. It has been announced that much like Dune 2 with their popcorn bucket at theaters, it has been announced by Marvel that Wolverine and Deadpool will have their own popcorn buckets this summer. Now, I will point out, do you see this? 28 million people have retweeted this tweet that we're showing here of the two buckets, the Wolverine and the Deadpool bucket.
Yeah.
For those listening to the podcast, Abdallah, how would you describe those buckets?
So at least the Deadpool one looks like you can eat out of the top, like the top of the head. But there's in the front of the bucket, there's a mouth hole.
There's a hole,
and you can it looks like you can unscrew it so you can get popcorn to come out of it. But that's
yes, popcorn is what you would like to. So I do want to point this out. This is not necessarily real.
Okay.
This is on the internet, but 28 million people have retweeted this picture because it is something that will happen. How the buckets actually look, we don't know yet.
Is this going to be a thing now?
Yeah, buckets. Yeah,
everything's going to have their own bucket.
Everyone has to have a bucket that you want to take home and have relations with.
I was going to say this. I've been around on this earth for 39 years, Chris.
Do you, man? I don't know.
If there's a hole in it, someone's going to try to put something in it. Simple as that. No matter what the product is, you see it all the time. You see it all the time on these doctor shows. There's always the stuff that's like at the end of the year, the weirdest things people had to remove from other people at the ER, like that kind of stuff.
Or the things that people find within.
Exactly.
The human body.
Someone's banging that box.
We don't know if this is what they're going to look like yet.
Someone's going to make
it. It's what people... Marvel has said that they're going to make specific popcorn buckets for the Deadpool Wolverine movie this summer.
I just don't, because the Wolverine one doesn't look like you can access the popcorn for the top. How am I going to eat that?
You got to take it out the hole.
I got to unscrew it, put my hand in there, dig out popcorn, make sure the butter stays on the edges.
extra butter
for later.
Extra drizzle.
So what? I mean, where does this end? Where does this end? Huh? You know what's coming out next year? Isn't there a Toy Story movie coming out?
No, don't do that. I'm going to leave.
Woody?
Don't.
Buzz Lightyear? No. Come on. No. What are we doing here? No. What's next? What happens when Frozen 3 comes out? Poor Elsa? Poor Elsa.
You're a sick individual. No. What is wrong with you?
I'm not sick.
I'm ending the show today. I'm forward thinking.
I'm thinking about the future. I'm thinking about the children. Everybody's going to want one of these boxes. And then you know what it's going to do? This is they're going to sell a million of these boxes. And every movie is going to be like, well, we need a box. We need a separate popcorn bucket. It's got to have a hole to get your popcorn in and out of. How else are we eating it?
Thank you for watching After Hours with Black and Abdallah. Like and subscribe to this channel. We'll have new episodes later on in the week. You can also download the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. Thanks for watching.